good as Texas was in the first half, the fact that K-State could never really convert on third down was stalling out drives. I thought that was another big thing where if you could have just strung together a couple more of those, that may have made the difference on one or two drives that could have put you over the top.
Yeah, and I think that's probably where most of the frustration comes from right now. I think for the K-State fans, at least that's my perception of it. I mean, aside from the major goal, which is winning the game, aside from Oklahoma, those other three games, you've been kind of right there and just haven't been able to get over the hump. And I think in this particular game where you had chance after chance after chance, and really – and this is the other part of the frustration, I think. You really only needed probably one play, maybe two, mm-hmm. to go win that game. And just didn't happen.
It was certainly there for the taking. I mean, Texas is a beatable team.
Yeah.
Even after they jumped out to the big lead, you could see how beatable they were as the game wore on. And, I mean, you brought up being close. Close just isn't cutting it anymore, especially right. against Texas. That was a game that you really needed to win. And Travis Britz, I thought, had one of the better quotes after the game talking about that. He was really discussing the topic of moral victories and not really taking one from this loss to Texas.
I don't believe in that anymore. I mean, no, I think our team has accepted more moral victories in this season already, and it came back to haunt us, and I'm not accepting that. You know, we still have a lot of mistakes to correct, and we're going to get them corrected.
I found that interesting because Will Geary actually had a comment after the Oklahoma game where he said, maybe we got a little too big-headed after hanging with TCU. And there's Travis Britz saying, we've had guys accept moral victories at points earlier this season, and it came back to bite us. So
that's
now two guys leaking out some of that info, and two guys, by the way, that you listen when they talk. I mean, they're not guys that are just going to throw stuff out there.
So. Well, and you listen for a multitude of reasons. Those guys are stand-up guys. Those guys are pretty high-level players. I think they have respect to their teammates. And I think you're right. It is pretty telling. I think it was one of those days against Oklahoma where K-State was flat and not real. Maybe you can even criticize the game plan. Okay. And OU played – I think OU played really, really well. Those other games, I'm like Travis. I don't believe in moral victories. Bouncing back after 55-0 and being in a game, okay. I'll go with that one. But it's still – the idea is to win the game. And if you don't, you're unsuccessful, basically. Agreed?
I would agree, especially now. It's been a long time since K-State's lost like this. First four-game losing streak since 2008, first under Snyder since 2005. So that's it. You're starting to get to the point where it's a bottom-line thing here with the way that the season's going. It is a better effort, at least. You said that, and Coach Snyder said that as well after the game, agreeing that effort was not really the issue this time out against Texas.
Everybody says, last week let down, et cetera. I didn't really see a week ago. I didn't see guys that were giving up and were not competing. And I haven't seen that. I'll have to watch the tape, but I didn't see that, today either. I think guys were making the effort. Tremendous disappointment when we didn't get a first down on the last possession. I mean, at all times they were still in the ball game, and then we got the extra long yardage because of the lost yardage plays, and you could see the disappointment through. But I don't think anybody has given up. I don't think anybody quit on the field. I haven't seen the tape yet, but I didn't last week, and I don't think I will this week.
That was a big topic with the players we were talking to after the game, getting a lot of questions about the morale of the team. Where's it at now after a fourth straight loss? Losing in a different way, really, again, after the blowout loss last week to Oklahoma. You're going to hear from both Deontay Burton and Charles Jones on that coming up later on in the show. They'll speak to the attitude of the team. Most of the guys are saying the right things right now, but I would imagine, at some point, it's just kind of wear on you so much. I honestly think the bye week, even though Baylor is looming, having this little bye week can definitely help these guys. They may just need a break right now to detach.
Yeah, I couldn't possibly argue with that. I think they do need a break, and I'm hopeful that 10 days from now, they'll be a little bit more healthy and be back and ready to go. I'm like Coach Snyder. I don't get any sense that these guys are down and out to where they're quitting. They're fighting, they're just coming up a little bit short. You know, need another playmaker or two out there, or make a place somebody, and things are a little bit different. But that's not how it's played out.
Now, the Baylor game got a little more interesting today as well. Seth Russell,
I'd say,
going to be out for the year. That's the word out of Waco today. So Jared Stidham, a freshman, a talented freshman, but a freshman, will be making that start against K-State next Thursday. We'll talk more about that here on Wildcat Insider, 537-1350, 866-776-1350. If you want to join the show when we come back, talk a little basketball. K-State men open up the exhibition season on Friday against Emporia State, and they had an open scrimmage over the weekend as well. You're listening to Wildcat Insider.